Jeff Verholman for Sportsnet 590, The Fan. UFC 183 goes this weekend. The return of Anderson Silva, the return of Nick Diaz. One of the most compelling fights you're going to see all year. And joining me on the line right now is Fox Sports' Ariel Helwani to give his take on how that fight might go. Ariel, thanks so much for doing this.
No problem.
The main event of UFC 183, Anderson Silva versus Nick Diaz. Two guys we haven't really seen in a while. Take me through the main event and why this is just such an intriguing matchup for two guys who haven't been in the octagon for a while.
Well, Anderson Silva versus Nick Diaz is so interesting for many reasons, actually. I mean, let's just start with Anderson Silva. This is a guy, I remember being backstage at UFC 168 when he fought Chris Weidman for the second time, breaks his leg in the most gruesome way possible, and is being carted out, put straight into an ambulance. And I was right there. I was right next to the ambulance in my backstage spot for Fox Sports. And I heard the worst sound in the world. He was shrieking like he had just been shot. And in my mind, you know, I pretty much said to myself, well, that's the last time we'll ever see Anderson Silva fight in any kind of fight. I mean, I thought there was no way he would come back, especially at his age. And now here we are 13 months later, and he's fighting in the main event. He appears to be great. He did an open workout on Wednesday where he's, you know, kicking with that leg, and I'm told he actually uses the leg more than he did in the past, almost to show everyone that he's back and better than ever. That to me is just mind blowing. It's mind blowing that he is able to come back from that, and especially at his age. So I want to know how he looks coming off of the injury. I want to know how he looks coming off of the layoff. You know, what are his motivations? Is he the same kind of fighter? Does he move the same way? That's all very interesting. Then you have Nick Diaz, who hasn't fought since UFC 158 almost 2 years ago in Montreal when he lost to George St. Pierre. And I want to know how he looks as well, because he's fighting, you know, higher weight class. He's fighting at 185. And also, I mean, this is the guy who said that he was cool with retiring unless he got the GSP rematch or the Anderson Silva fight. And I always think that when a fighter starts talking about retirement and has a foot out the door and is okay with retiring and then he gets brought back for either a big fight or a lot of money, I question, you know, how motivated they are. So I want to see how he looks. And also, you know, at the media day on Thursday, you know, he wasn't his old fired up self. He wasn't getting in Anderson's face. He wasn't trash talking. He seemed almost too respectful. And I tend to think that a fired up Nick Diaz is a better Nick Diaz. So there are just so many questions heading into this fight. And it's a fight that people have been kind of dreaming about for a long time. And now we get to see it.
I mean, you're around fighters more than probably any broadcaster. The mentality to have in Anderson Silva's head right now, to have the confidence to throw those kicks again, like, that's something in itself, right?
Oh, it's unbelievable. And, you know, he did a really great job of inspiring people along the way. You know, from the moment this happened, his whole team was saying, I remember the next day, his manager was telling me that Anderson says he's going to fight again. The doctor said that the first thing he asked him after having surgery was, when can I start training? I mean, this isn't something that 8 months down the line, he was like, you know what, I'm going to give this a whirl. He said it from day one. And if you follow him on Instagram or Twitter, every couple of weeks, he would put out a video of him doing something that would just sort of blow your mind. First, it was walking. Then it was, you know, running. Then it was kicking a ball. And then, you know, kicking actual, you know, jiu-jitsu and hitting pads and all that stuff. And it was just unbelievable to watch him. He's changed in a lot of ways. And I spoke to, you know, some members of his team, and they were saying that he's a completely different person now. The old Anderson is back, in the sense that when he was champion and, you know, on top of the world in Brazil, you know, he had a really big entourage and he had a lot of people, you know, in his ear. And yes, he still has a big entourage now, but it's a different kind of entourage. It's more the people that brought him to this point. And he's not the superstar or acting like the superstar that he once was. He's a lot more humble. And, you know, something like that happening to you will do that. So it's been very remarkable. And, you know, they call him the greatest of all time, and now he's kind of proving why.
We've seen Nick Diaz fight, and he loves to throw, you know, punches in bunches and jab at people. Is this going to be a different Nick Diaz based on the effectiveness of Anderson's striking and sort of counter-striking? Do you think we're going to see Nick sort of try and use his ground game a lot more in this fight?
You know, that's another one of those big questions that I want to see, because, look, you know, both guys are known primarily for their striking. That's what they like to do, and it's probably what they do best in an MMA fight, but it's different kind of striking. I mean, Anderson Silva obviously is more of a Muay Thai kickboxer, and Nick Diaz more of a straight boxer. And I wonder if Anderson has too many tools in his toolbox for Nick in the striking game. Now, on the ground, when it goes there, I think that Nick Diaz off his back especially is probably a little better than Anderson Silva, but I wonder if it even gets to that point. Can Nick get Anderson to the ground? You know, that's always the big thing with Nick. His wrestling has always been his biggest weakness. And, you know, with Anderson's, you know, with the way he likes to keep distance and his reach with his, you know, with his arms and his legs, I mean, it's hard to get in there and take him down to the ground. Chael Sonnen had success, but, you know, Chael Sonnen, a much better wrestler than Nick Diaz is. So I'm really interested to see how this fight plays out. I tend to think it's going to be, for the most part, a striking match. I think that they kind of want to put on a show, and they know what the fans want, and that's the fight that everyone wants to see, both of those guys on the feet. But I tend to think that it's going to stay on the feet, and I tend to give Anderson the advantage just because, you know, with his knees and his legs and everything that he does on the feet as a Muay Thai kickboxer, I feel like he has, you know, a few more tools to play with than Nick.
I won't keep you much longer, Ariel. I know you have a busy day today, but tell me if this is the feeling sort of that you've come across with Anderson Silva. You know, the first loss to Chris Weidman, people sort of thought, okay, he was clowning around and got caught, and then the second one was the broken leg. Like, do you feel that Anderson, we still haven't really seen Anderson defeated in, you know, since his Pride days?
Absolutely not. I think that people who say that aren't being too kind to Chris Weidman, and it actually kind of gets under my skin, because what more does Chris Weidman have to do to gain the respect of the MMA community? Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you could say that he was clowning around in the first fight and got caught, but Anderson Silva has been clowning around his entire career. He never got caught before. Chris Weidman has fought him in four rounds at this point, and he's won all four rounds. He was winning that first round, you know, the first time they fought. Then he knocked him out in the second. He was definitely winning the first round when they met for the second time at UFC 168, almost finished him. And then, of course, we saw what happened. So, you know, for the UFC, it's good from a promotional standpoint, because there's still a little bit of doubt. You know, still people can say, oh, he was clowning around, he got caught, you know, freakish injury in the second fight. But for me, I mean, Chris Weidman has clearly shown that he has Anderson Silva's number, that he's the better fighter right now, that he has been the better fighter the first two times that they fought. All four rounds, he's won, in my opinion. So it's something that they'll definitely use if they do book that third fight. And I think you can get away with it, especially considering how well the second fight did on pay-per-view, over a million buys. But in my opinion, there's no doubt that Chris Weidman was the better fighter in those two fights.
He is Ariel Helwani. You know him from all the UFC broadcasts on Fox, one of the best MMA journalists out there. Ariel, thanks so much.
Yeah, my pleasure, man.